He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 16th, the day after tax day. Every CPA in America is sleeping in. This morning, I'll bet my guy got it done right at the wire, mailed off the check with a smile, three checks, and it's done for another year. We start preparing for next year. Hey, the market has started off in the red, but you know what? It's coming back here. We finally got a good little economic report, and that has brought us back. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 18,093. Wow. It's down 18 points, however, from yesterday. The S&P 500 is down 3.5 points to 2,102. The NASDAQ is down 3.5 points. The NASDAQ, however, 5,007. How do you like them numbers? We haven't seen 5,000 for a while. We're at 5,007 in crude oil. Crude oil, $55.77. Well, if you're comparing it to 109, it doesn't sound so good. But if you're comparing it to where it was not too long ago at 42, it sounds pretty good. 55.77. Gold just wants to hang out at $1,200 an ounce. 1204.60 today. It's up 0.25%. The euro. My son is headed for Ireland today. Are they in the euro? You know, I kind of get mixed up which ones are in the euro. I want to say Ireland's in the euro, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they are, and then I'm not sure. The euro's at 106.99. He's headed for Dublin. The 10-year yield is at 1.88%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Here in San Diego, California, we're expecting Santa Ana winds this weekend, flat calm seas, and about 80 degrees and dry. That's what Santa Ana winds do down here in Southern California. And I'm looking out. The bay is flat as a pancake today. The ocean looks good. I'll be checking out the tide charts here. Maybe we'll get out Saturday morning for a little needed R&R. The markets have been pretty good here recently. We can't complain, can we? The bull market is still intact. We're still growing earnings here in America. The economic reports that continue to come in for the most part are still decent. Good enough anyways to continue to have this bull market continue. Well, we worry about Greece. What's up with those guys? They just don't want to put in any kind of measures that will control their spending. Oh, I've known people like that over the years. My father owned a business that had quite a few employees, and we knew which guys would come in Monday after getting paid on Friday and would need a little loan until Friday. Pretty soon, you know, after 6 or 7 weeks of this, they can dig quite a hole for themselves. And, you know, I mean, the Greeks government has had a history of this, and they're fighting the reforms. Now they want reparations from World War II. Well, why don't we go back to, you know, the War of 1213 or something, try to get reparations there, too. And, you know, I think something's got to give here eventually. And so we continue to worry. Their bond yields, I mean, for them to borrow money now, it's like 12-13% interest rates, pal. They got to almost go to a pawn shop to borrow money. And, of course, you know, another, I like to see actual examples of a U.S. dollar. I've been talking about the U.S. dollar and how it favors this side of the street. But if you're on this side of the street, it doesn't favor you, it hurts you. If you're in Peoria, Illinois, working for Caterpillar, the strong U.S. dollar, you're feeling it. On the other hand, if you're working for Unilever, UL, which I believe is based out of the Netherlands. Actually, it's based out of the UK. I'm sorry about that. Look at that thing blow up to the upside today. Unilever is a producer. They're kind of like Clorox, food, detergents. Yes, Clorox produces food. I believe Clorox owns Sara Lee, and I want to say Lean Cuisine, one of those. Unilever, detergents, personal care products, what are they attributing the big quarter to? A strong U.S. dollar helped lift quarter one results. Currency swings increased Unilever sales by 10.6% during the quarter. Now that's significant. So think what it's doing to the other side of the street. Okay, these guys are on the sunny side of the street. Currency swings increased Unilever sales by 10.6% during the quarter. Well, it's hurting the other side of the street, which is in the shadows, which is in the shade where the wind is blowing and it's chilly. You got to put on a little parka to stay warm. You want to be on the sunny side of the street of this U.S. dollar trade. And if you think that the U.S. dollar is having an impact on Unilever, it's having even more of an impact on commodities. Oh my gosh, gold and silver and iron ore and steel. I know they had a big bounce here recently, but that strong U.S. dollar is going to play against them for quite some time. A lot of companies continuing to report earnings, and now it's starting to really come in hot and heavy. In fact, almost to the point where it's getting tough to keep up with it. But I have to keep up with it. I don't have a choice. Citigroup, one of the worst stocks of all time. Really. Look it up on the Best Stocks Now app at beststocksnowapp.com. It's been a stinker. Well, they came in. They did beat earnings this time around. You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Pittsburgh Glass and Paint, I still call it that, but they've changed their name to PP&G Industries. I guess Pittsburgh Glass and Paint made them sound like a little place in Pittsburgh when they're a multinational company. Glass, chemicals, packaging, aerospace, architectural, automotive, other markets. They're now a $31 billion company. They beat earnings by 3 cents. Goldman Sachs, which is always telling me how to invest and telling us how to invest, maybe we'll put their stock under the microscope and see how they've done had I invested in Goldman Sachs. I'm sure the insiders are doing just fine. They're one of those firms that pays those huge bonuses at the end of the year, much like Gunderson Capital Management. Oh, I hand out a box of C's chocolates or something. No, we try to be generous. Not like Goldman Sachs, though. Those guys get seven-figure bonuses. You know, imagine being handed a little envelope at the Christmas dinner, and there's a seven-figure bonus in there, probably in $100 bills, euros or something. Netflix, you know, people love their Netflix. If push came to shove, would they give up their Netflix or their prescription drugs or their, I don't know, their lease, car lease? I don't know. That's a tough decision. Netflix up 12.7%. I wrote about Netflix in my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2011. I've owned it off and on during that period of time. This was a $17 stock back in 2008. Today it's a $539 stock. When I wrote about it back in my book, I'd have to look and see where it was. I know it's at least doubled since then. And what methodology did I use to identify Netflix as a best stock now when I wrote the book back in 2011? It was a best stock now because it had those two characteristics of momentum, relative strength, and value. It was still undervalued. And I saw this poor guy getting criticized today for calling out Netflix with a $900 target price. You know, that's not such a wild thing. Let me just look and see what my five-year target price is on Netflix. My five-year target price, well, it's $630. But I'll be updating it now that earnings have come in so powerful. Maybe we'll get up around $750 target price on Netflix. Toyota's March sales, very strong. Car registrations in Europe up 12.9% year over year. Toyota cars, right side of the street on that dollar trade. Same with Daimler, which makes Mercedes-Benz and a few other brands. They own Chrysler too, don't they? 19.7% increase in European car registrations year over year. And I see our friend Ben Bernanke is joining a hedge fund. He picked the particular hedge fund, the Citadel, because it isn't regulated by the Federal Reserve. All right. Anyways, let's see if we can go shopping for some best stocks now. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
and welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to take a look here. Let's put a stock under the microscope here. It's been one of the biggest winners in the market over the last decade. You know, last night we stopped, the Padres were playing the Diamondbacks. We won. Home run in the eighth inning. Justin Upton, one of the strongest hitters I've ever seen in my life. I'm glad he's on our team and not playing against us. I can remember him parking a few against our relief pitchers. But we stopped and had a little seafood dinner before the game at just a kind of a fish and chips kind of joint. I'm still not getting used to tentacles in my soup. Octopus. You know, all of a sudden, octopus is on every menu, any seafood, any trendy menu, any trendy seafood shop is serving octopus. I just can't get used to it. I pick out the octopus, and it's probably really expensive. We should take a poll sometime. How many of you like octopus in your soup? I don't know. A little gamey to me. Shrimp, no problem. You know, clams, no problem. I don't care for mussels either. I've used too many mussels as bait here in the harbor to eat them. And yet they charge, you know, now they call them, what's the name for mussels in French? I can't think of the name right now, but they charge an arm and a leg for a mussel. I want to take them home in a doggy bag and use them to catch some flounder, you know, the following day. Anyways, let's take a look here at Netflix. Let's put it under the microscope. This here, I chose Netflix today because this is a lesson on valuation. This is an excellent lesson on valuation. Netflix has been a huge, huge winner. One of the biggest winners in the stock market. And I have owned it off and on. I've made some money in Netflix. I identified it in 2011 in my book. Netflix wasn't trading at these kinds of multiples back then. But let's begin by giving you the just astronomical results. Had you invested in Reed Hastings Company 10 years ago out of Los Gatos, California, he has delivered returns to you of 45% per year. He's better than Apple now, better than Apple. The market's 6.3, Netflix, NFLX, which is now a $33 billion company. 44.9% per year. We should have just bought Netflix 10 years ago, and we would own the Padres today, or the Twins, or the Atlanta Braves, you know. Woo, what an investment Netflix was 10 years ago. And you know how it started. Look, we used to all go to the Hollywood Video or the Blockbuster, and the kids would fight over which one we're going to rent. And then someone would say Monday morning, "Ooh, we forgot to take the movie back." Oh, no. And, you know, pretty soon it's a week later and you're paying these big heavy fines and whatnot. Afraid they're going to come lock you up for stealing videos. And he came up with a better idea. Let's do it through the mail. Just pop it in an envelope. No harm, no foul. We'll go back and forth. You don't have to drive to the video shop anymore. And then along came live streaming, and now you have a $33 billion company. Over the last 5 years, Netflix has delivered 41% per year. The market has delivered 11.7. And over the last 3 years, 66% per year, the market's delivered 15. And over the last 12 months, it's up 46%, market's up 14. It gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the elite performance stocks in the entire market. It gets a momentum grade of A+. It's breaking out to new all-time highs again this week. But let's just take a look here. Should we buy it because of the momentum? This has got momentum like you cannot believe. Before we do that, before we plunk down our money and buy some Netflix at this point in time, let's just take a look at how much we have to pay for the stock right now. Netflix is currently trading at 90 times forward earnings. 90 times forward earnings. They're expected to grow those earnings over the next 5 years by 24% per year. It's trading at a huge premium to its growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio, which I like to see around 1 or lower, its PEG ratio is 3.75. You know, this is one of the few stocks out there that's reminiscent of the year 2000, when the dot-coms were trading at such astronomical price-to-earnings multiples. Netflix today is one of those stocks. So let's do a valuation on the shares and see if we can make some kind of an argument here to justify this stock. I saw somebody with a 900 target price. Let's see what he has to do to get to $900. Netflix is expected to make $3.28 this year, which is down from last year. They're going through a little bit of a bump here in earnings, but they're expected to resume their earnings path next year by making $5.10, which would be record earnings. Okay, so let's take that $5.10. It's expected to grow by 24% per year over the next 5 years. That would put earnings at about $12 per share 5 years from now. Now, what kind of a multiple do we have to put on $12 per share to come up with the $900 target price that one analyst came up with today? We would have to put a multiple of about 75. The stock would have to trade at 75 times earnings 5 years from now for it to reach $900 per share. The P.E. ratio right now on Netflix is 132. Being as generous as I can possibly be, I come up with about a $650 target price 5 years from now, and the stock's currently trading at 550, 540. It only has 25-30% upside potential in my book from a valuation point of view. The valuation is what has kept me out of the stock. You know, they're getting back. Here's what I worry about. They're getting back with this stock to subscription. How much is each subscriber worth? I remember that valuation method. It was used on AOL, America Online, back in the year 2000, and I believe Time Warner, I don't remember who bought who. Did AOL buy Time Warner, or did Time Warner buy AOL? They used a subscription-based valuation method, which didn't pan out too well, because AOL, since the year 2000, has been a major, major loser. So, who knows, maybe one of the big Time Warners comes along and buys Netflix here at 132 times earnings. I like the stock. It's, I mean, you cannot argue with the performance, but that value side of it, you would have to hold your nose and buy this stock if you insist. But I just, that value just bothers me too much. Look, I still have wounds from the year 2000. I don't want to bring back old wounds. I'm going to avoid it. This is just too rich. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where today we're talking about Seven Seas Soup. Have you ever had any Seven Seas Soup? You know, it obviously comes from the Seven Seas. There's all kinds of things floating in there that I can't identify. I like my seafood, but I like to know what kind of seafood's in there. And I kind of liken this. It does have a stock market relationship here. You know, I see Netflix valuation. I see tentacles there. And my left eye starts to twitch when I see valuation tentacles. When I look at Netflix's PE ratio at 132 and trading at 90 times forward earnings and PEG ratio of 3.75. I can't argue with the performance of the stock, and I have owned it in the past, and I don't currently own it. I wish I did. It's having a really nice week here after their earnings report, but I just see tentacles there that want to grab me and suck me in to the 7C soup, which I'm afraid of. When I'm eating my 7C soup, I'm afraid one of those tentacles is going to reach out and get me, pull me into the soup with the chowder crackers. So I, you know, look, they changed the recipe on me. The last time I got their 7C soup, it didn't have all those funny things in it. This time it did. So be careful of tentacles in 7C soup. Some people like octopus, you know. Baby octopus, charcoal grilled, is a delicacy in many cultures. I'm just having a hard time here as a Norwegian background, English background, eating octopus and mussels. Anyways, that's just me. You know what I've watched here recently? The oil stocks, the energy stocks. They are coming back, and I continue. You know, I tiptoed into them several months ago. I backed out. I kept one. Now I'm tiptoeing back in again because there's a lot of stocks that all of a sudden are showing up as high-ranking stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. And one of the nice features of the app is I can go to the sectors. There they are, alphabetical order, aerospace, agriculture, alternative energy, auto, banks, basic materials, building sector, consumer sector, currencies. I can even see the ranking of the different currencies if I want to invest in currencies. Drug stocks, energy, financial, food, healthcare, income stocks, industrial stocks, insurance stocks, international, inverse. What's the best inverse possibility right now? So let's go back here and on and on. Let's go back to energy. There's the energy sector. Let's push on the button there. And up come the top-ranked energy stocks right now. Energy stocks had a tremendous day on Wednesday of this week. Breaking out big time. Here's my top-ranked energy stocks right now. Number one, 77 Energy. I hope it's not like 7C soup with tentacles reaching out to grab me. 77 Energy is one that came public at about the worst time possible. I know one of the big oil men has a big stake in this. I want to say T. Boone Pickens. SSE is the symbol. They provide well site service and equipment to U.S. Drillers. It's out of Oklahoma City. Good oil town there. SSE is the number one ranked energy stock right now, and I see it had that big breakout. It came public. It went clear to 27 and then down to 2. Ouch. And now it's back to 5. So on a percentage basis, that's a pretty big move. Number 2 is Cimarex Energy. Okay, I own Cimarex Energy. That is a nice chart on Cimarex Energy. In fact, out of 4,100 or so, it comes in at number 31 right now. You see the energy stock starting to come back. This one's out of Denver, Colorado. They do a lot of work in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, that area of the country. Fracking 24 hours a day through the shale, extracting the oil and selling it on the market. XEC is the number 2 ranked energy stock right now by the Best Stocks Now app. Number 3 is ALJ. It's a refiner. The refiners have done pretty well also with these low energy prices. Our show is heard in Dallas, Texas every day. ALJ, which is Alon USA Energy, is headquartered in Dallas, Texas. What do? They refine and they market petroleum products primarily in the South Central, South Western and Western regions of the U.S. This stock got down all the way down to 10 in January, and it's back to $15.72, and it pays a 2.5% dividend yield. Is it one of those partnerships? I don't think so. You know, I get a lot of complaints. I try to not to buy the MLPs and the partnerships, because everybody complains, you know, at tax time, that especially the CPAs, that they got to file an extra partnership return. So that's something you have to take into account if you're going to play the energy stocks for income. Many of them are partnerships, master limited partnerships, or limited partnerships that you have to file a partnership return on. But the dividends right now are juicy, and I'm seeing a lot of these master limited partnerships looking very, very attractive right now. The fourth ranked one, Concho Resources. That's another one that I own. Concho is headquartered in Midland, Texas. I think that's an oil town. Midland, Texas. It's a $14 billion company. I know they do a lot in the Permian Basin of West Texas. Concho is breaking out once again to the upside. Out of 4,100 stocks or so in my database, Concho currently comes in at number 88 overall. Now, let's just click on Concho for a minute here and see how it's rising in the ranks. 1 month ago, and this is kind of at the bottom, you know, these energy stocks, Concho was ranked number 2,261, and now it's clear up to number 88, as the relative strength is starting to kick in on a lot of these energy stocks. Concho was one that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2011. It was there with Netflix, just a little bit further, closer to the front of the book. I think I did them in alphabetical order. CXO is a $14 billion company, and it seems to be breaking out to the upside right now. Here's another one, CVI. Let's see what that one is. I've owned that in the past. Another refiner, CVR Energy, headquartered in Sugarland, Texas. Dividend yield of 4.9%. This was a $1 stock in 2008, and now it's a $40 stock. No wonder it gets such a high grade in the Best Stocks Now app system. Next one, Magellan Midstream Partners. I've owned that for a long time. I've more than doubled my money in Magellan Midstream Partners over the years. Magellan is headquartered in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Magellan is an $18 billion company. Be careful. This is one of those master limited partnerships. You'll have to file a partnership return. It currently pays a dividend yield of 3.5%, starting to perk up again. I still own my Magellan Midstream Partners, MMP, on the New York Stock Exchange. The next one is kind of an interesting stock, CAK, which is Comac Energy, not Carmack, the great Carmack like Johnny Carson used to have on his show. Comac Energy has been a little $1 stock for a long time, but it's a billion-dollar company. It's very unusual to see a billion-dollar stock trading at 87 cents per share. I don't have a position in it. I sent out a tweet on it the other day. I said, you know, this is really a nice-looking stock chart. You don't normally see this on a 87-cent stock. Next one is Phillips 66 PSX, which is engaged in the refining and marketing of oil. Remember, you've been into a Phillips 66 station. 2.6% dividend yield, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This is not a partnership. You know, that income portfolio that I have, which has dividend-paying stocks, a lot of these energy stocks are looking very interesting right now. But just be careful, because some of them are those master limited partnerships. I'll give you one last one here, Marathon Oil. That is a nice chart on MRO, and a nice dividend yield, too. A lot of oil stocks. Those are the best ones now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about quite a bit here. The earnings season, how's it going so far? Pretty good. We've talked about the mess in Greece and how they doesn't seem to be coming to any kind of a resolution. In the meantime, their borrowing costs are going higher and higher and higher as there's a lot of folks that really afraid of a default. I think that's what's going to happen. Eventually, you just know. You know the people when you lend them money. You know you're never going to get the money back. You know, I had guys like that in high school. Gunderson, I need some money for chocolate milk today, and I get paid tomorrow. Well, I knew he would never probably. It was charity. You give him the money. Unfortunately, Greece has a long history of borrowing money and then defaulting on it. And I think this is probably going to be the last time if it happens again. So we'll see what happens. We talked about Netflix. 132 times earnings. There's a lot of tentacles reaching out, valuation tentacles. Seems to me like there's going to be a lot of competition that comes along too. I know I can get live streaming now from Amazon. I can get live streaming from Walmart. But I guess the real value now is in their programming that they're developing to get you to stay with Netflix. Hey, you can only watch this particular show on Netflix. So, you know, I just can't get sucked in. I've seen too many times these high PE stocks. The momentum is there. It's one of the strongest stocks in the market. One of the stocks of the decade. It and Monster Beverage. I think that's what all these teenagers are doing. They're sitting around watching Netflix while they're drinking a Monster beverage, and those stocks just keep getting higher and higher and higher. Best oil stocks now. You know what? It's time to shop. It really is. For some of these energy stocks, we can't do without energy. We can do without Netflix, but oil, whether you like it or not, still drives our economy. And I've said many times as I look out here on the harbor, I see aircraft carriers. I see F-14 jets. I see freighters coming in full of cars. We're just not to the point where we can be run our economy on the sun and the wind. Spain tried it, and Spain's economy's in the tank. So, well, it's gasoline that people are putting in the tank still. Less of it. You know, we're getting better mileage in our cars these days. But those energy stocks look pretty good right now. It's time to go shopping. You know, I'm a numbers guy. Don't have too many tentacles in your portfolio. Look, you got to figure. Here's the math of how it works out. For every scallop in my 7C soup, there were 10 pieces of octopus. So octopus is definitely a lower grade of seafood than a scallop is. I should have told the guy, just put all scallops in my 7C soup. Leave the octopus out and the mussels. I want all scallops. I wonder how many scallops he would have given me. But I see a lot of people with portfolios, and I see a lot of junk in there. I see a lot of tentacles. I see a lot of filler. I see a lot of the stuff that, you know, that a restaurant's going to load you up with this stuff because it's a higher profit margin for them. They make a bigger commission off of it. There's bigger margins in it. If they load up your soup with scallops, they're going to lose money on you. Well, you know what? The stock market, luckily, is a little bit different. You can fill up your portfolio with lobster. And that's what I'm trying to point out to you are the lobster plays in the market. There's plenty of tentacles out there, and there's plenty of octopus. Maybe you like octopus. I know the Greeks love octopus. It's a delicacy. But in the stock market, you want to have the very best. in your portfolio. You want to have the beluga caviar in your portfolio, the ones that have not only performed well over time, better than the rest, but also the ones that still make sense from a valuation point of view. And that's where Netflix loses me right now. I could be wrong. Netflix could go to 900, like the analyst said. But you know what? It's going to have to go there without me, because that valuation on it today is astronomical. And for it to go to 900, you've got to really close your eyes and hold your nose and justify somehow paying that much for that stock. And I just can't do that. I've seen that over the years, and it doesn't pan out too well. So, you know, valuation is what it is. One other reason that I would not, and one other thing that I hear a lot, is people own tentacles in their portfolio, and they've gone down, and they're down 40-50%. And I hear this logic that, you know, I'm not going to sell it here. I'd be a fool to sell it down here after I've lost 50 or 60%. But I guess you have to ask yourself, well, which stock is going to come back faster? The one that went down 50 or 60%, it went down 50 or 60% for a reason. It's a dud. You know, there's something wrong with it. Or you replace it with a better stock at that point in time. You upgrade. That's what you have to ask yourself. Now, in the case of some of these oil stocks that have been hammered, would I sell them now if I still own them? Which I don't. I'm buying them now. I was selling them in August of last year. No, I wouldn't sell them now, because now they're starting to come back. And now they look good. But there's a lot of stocks out there that have been clobbered, and they're not coming back. It'll be years and years, if ever. I heard that logic back in the year 2000. By about 2002, a lot of those $125 stocks were $2 a share. And people said, well, I'm not selling it now. I'm down 98%. It makes no sense to sell it now, which probably by that time it didn't. I mean, you're not going to turn around and put it into much of anything now that it's $2 a share. But don't wait. Why would you ride something down from 125 down to 2 in the first place, is my first question. You know, once something's down 8 or 9%, you got to start asking yourself, did I make the right decision here, or am I wrong? Of course, the value investor, he's in it for the long haul, he'll tell you. But, you know, I do things a little bit differently. My philosophy's a little bit different. Where can you find the lobster and the caviar? Well, I do my best to point it out in my newsletter every week. I try to leave the tentacles out. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Sign on for the newsletter. Man, I'm getting into newsletter mode right now. I'm getting my game face on. My door is locked. And I'll be focusing on bringing you the very best info that I possibly can again this week, pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to have a proactive manager managing your account, 855-611-BEST. We'd be glad to talk to you. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.